There's going to be paper shuffling in this episode.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another blockbuster episode of Tapes and Scowls. I'm Tim.
I have busted the blocks and, and Max.
Oh, Max is busted. Max, we didn't plug anything last time. You want to plug anything? Tell people who you are, where you're from, all that kind of stuff right off the top?
I am Max. Yep. I am from Superliminal Films, Superliminal Entertainment now.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say. But
get the F out, just like WWF.
That's right. Superliminal Films, Superliminal Games, Superliminal Entertainment. It's nerd stuff. It's movies. It's games. It's all that stuff you like to do with your free time.
Mm-hmm. And you should know who I am by now.
Who are you?
I'm Tim.
Tim.
Hi.
Hi. How'd you get here?
Well, you know, I drove.
Oh, okay. That's a good call.
I hope you enjoyed. The feedback has been great for our first episode. I'm lying. We're recording this right after the second episode. I like this transparency.
We're not recording it after the second episode. We're recording it after the first episode.
See, this is why I keep you around.
That's
man.
Right.
You keep me honest.
But no, the feedback has been tremendous.
It's been so good.
We both enjoyed it.
I heard chuckles in another room.
100% of us involved who have heard it thought it was good.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's great feedback right there.
Yeah. You know, 50% of us said we would do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Would recommend to a friend.
Would recommend to a friend. Would Redbox it, even.
Wow. Well, you're paying a dollar for that?
I would.
Holy cow.
Ooh, that might be loud. Ooh, whistling. Well, Max, it's time to do the movie thing. Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I went first last time.
All right, then I'll go first this time.
No, I wanted to go first.
All right, then. You go first.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I don't know. You wacky guy.
I'm testing you here.
Oh.
This is all the shtick that every podcast does. And people are just like, oh, my God, just please talk about the damn movies.
You know what? No, I'm not going to talk about the movies. Max, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm also good. I like shtick, and I like annoying people.
I mean,
it's kind of my bag.
You are very good at throwing curveballs at your audience.
Oh, my God, I am.
You are.
I have such a good time. Such a good time.
I appreciate how far down you put the audience's
they love
opinion
it.
Of it. And you,
yeah, they love
it. They don't have a choice.
It's like an abusive relationship.
It is. It's exactly what it
they're
is.
They're like, God, just tell me how awful I am. Jeez. Where do I sign up for your Patreon? Go to Patreon.
Patreon.com. Sign up for one.
Yeah, do it. Demonium. Soldier of the Underworld. Already you're digging this, huh?
It sounds like a really bad title for Sega. When I saw it, I was like, is this a movie?
Yeah, no, it felt like a really bad Mortal Kombat ripoff.
Yeah.
This is from 2015. I watched this on January 3rd. The dates I watch things will probably go away at some point.
Yeah.
it is 120 minutes long. Action, fantasy, sci-fi. Your story begins in an alternate universe to ours in which magic and technology coexist with humans and demons. In Demonium, we see Rezar rise to power. Hmm. No, it's not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles villain.
Well, I'm suddenly less interested.
This is an Argentinian movie. The language is Spanish. It is directed by Pablo Perez.
Okay.
Perez?
Sure.
There's a weird little thingy, and I'm not sure what to do with it.
I don't think you make it a Z, though. I think George Perez.
Ah.
Yeah. No, just an actual Z, no.
It's George Perez. Yeah. He's a great artist.
He is.
He's a very nice man, if you get to meet him. Starring Caro Angus, Danny Cosco, Walter Cornaz.
That's but my not best. Wonder Man.
Not Wonder Man.
Shit.
I don't believe so. He may have been in the background. this movie confused me. I wasn't sure. I don't want to say it's bad, because I don't think that's super fair to it.
Right.
But, because you can set out to make a weird, bad movie that hits on all the right notes. You know what you're getting. I don't know if they were trying to be bad, or if they were just trying to be good, or
interesting. I don't think you want to confuse your audience, though.
Right.
I think you want to intrigue your audience.
I was intrigued in such small doses. And I'm like, if you just clean this plot up, it would be so good.
Yeah.
Like, I made peace with, first of all, this movie is weird. I kind of went into it because I watched a clip of it before I watched it. And I was like, wow, I like the makeup effects. I was like, if I'm going to do a thing with Max, I got to watch a thing with makeup effects and talk about all the cool, different, practical application. So you have this guy, Rezar, who is a soldier, and the army is going to make a deal with this demon that appears, and things go south, and he comes out on top, which is not at all expected because he is like grunt level soldier.
Okay.
From this, he becomes pretty much the ruler of the world.
Whoa.
Yeah, and there's all kinds, and the demons are like, we'll be back. And like, the demons look awesome.
Way cool.
But he doesn't. Rezar doesn't. He looks dumb. I'll put his picture in the... I'll put his god mode picture in the...
He's got a god mode.
Oh, yeah. That's where he's got, like, an eye that's all whited out. And
oh, boy.
Big scar on his face. It's dumb.
Yeah.
This really feels like Mortal Kombat at time. People have really weird powers. There's an ice woman who has, like, batons, and she, like, can put ice through people. There's a woman who is, like, in dominatrix gear that...
Of course there is.
I don't know. She, like... I don't even know what she does, but she did it.
Multiple of those in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it felt like they were going for Argentinian Mortal Kombat. Call it Argentinian Mortal Kombat. I think that would have been more honest.
Maybe that's what the translation is.
There's also a magician... Maybe. There's a magician character who is very much like low-budget David Tennant, in my opinion.
Okay.
He is kind of likable, but you're going back and forth between so many characters. It's hard to really feel like you're learning enough about any of them. The end payoff is pretty good, but... I don't know. If you just are a glutton for weird movies, this checks all those boxes. It is weird. It's kind of good. Just not actually.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you...
How do the numbers back you up on
that? Well, the numbers have their opinions. IMDb says 4.2 out of 10. Oh, that's
the lowest one in podcast history.
Yeah. Don't worry, they'll get lower.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, the critics didn't review it. It doesn't have a critic score. Which can happen.
Yep, sure.
But the audience score is 25%.
Woof. Okay.
I gave it a 3 out of 10.
Whew.
And that's mostly because I really thought the designs of it were good, just the application of it was not.
Okay. Let me ask you, what is your number for you to want to go back and watch it again? Like, out of 10, what do you think? Where do you think the lowest number you would give a rewatch? Yeah.
Me, by myself, I would not want to rewatch this. If you were like, hey man, I want to see these things you're talking about, yes, I would love to rewatch it with you. So it's very situational. Like, watching it with a friend, it's like a 9 or a 10. I want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, watching it by myself won't happen.
Will not happen.
Will not. Even if it was on TV, I would crawl with my teeth.
You would teeth crawl?
I would teeth crawl.
To shut it off.
Because I could just think of better things to watch, or just go outside and stare at the sun.
You'd also get the advantage of seeing how far you can crawl on your teeth.
I am a little bit British. I got some weird teeth going. We could do this.
Okay.
Maybe my weird British teeth.
I don't think you have British teeth.
No?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Have I alienated the British fans?
You probably have.
They don't care. They love it.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's an abusive relationship.
They love it.
The big book of British smiles from The Simpsons.
I love that.
Yeah.
So good. So yeah, I'm done with this thing. What do you got?
So I got more positive news.
Oh,
here.
I like positive news.
So I got to rewatch one that I haven't watched since I was a lad. It was 1988's remake of The Blob.
Yes.
So I freaking love this movie. I like the original Blob a lot. I really like this one a lot. The makeup effects, again, what really grabbed you in this one, are as a over the top as it gets. Mm-hmm. Like, Chuck Russell directed this. Remember Chuck Russell from perhaps Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3? That's Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors!
One of the best ones. And also, more famously, perhaps, The Mask?
Nope. Not more famous.
Not more famous?
Nah, that one had Dokken.
That did not have Dokken. It stars Shawnee Smith, who's very young. You remember from the aforementioned last episode, Saw franchise.
Oh.
Kevin Dillon, most famous for being brothers with Matt Dillon.
Ooh.
That's not true. Kevin Dillon's actually a fine actor. And Jeffrey DeMunn, who is in everything Chuck Russell or Frank Darabont direct. So the brief synopsis, because I have this longer synopsis because I just grabbed it off of Google's little thing, which is way too long. It's way too long. It's about a blob. That's what the movie's about, if you couldn't tell.
I will say, going back and watch, so I watched this a billion years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it too well. So I watched the trailer and it kind of floods back a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God, I love this.
It's so good.
I love movie voiceover guy in the old trailers. Yes. I was surprised how violent the trailer was.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I could not believe, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it gets nuts. Like, they don't, like, people disintegrate. Like, it's gooey. It's a gooey
Somebody
movie.
Got, like, ripped it, like, crushed in half and sucked into a thing.
Oh, it's nuts.
I was like, and it was fantastic, but yeah. I'm like, this is the trailer.
Yeah, the movie is over the top, for sure, without arm wrestling.
Oh. Hey, we arm wrestled the other day.
We did, I lost.
Yeah. No, you won, I threw it.
Yeah, but that doesn't count, you won.
No. I like having a negative record.
Yeah. For the numbers, IMDb gave this a 6.4 out of 10, which I thought was disappointingly low. Rotten Tomatoes critic score of 55%. Wow. Yeah, painfully low, in my opinion. The audience not much kinder at 57%.
Do you feel that's because they're snobby people that like the original?
That's possible. I mean, the original's fine. It's a low budget. Again, it's not anything to write home about.
It's a stepping stone.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's fine. I just don't know what people were going into The Blob.
Yeah.
Really hoping to get out of this. But, like, the effects are crazy. The pacing's great. The actors do a fine enough job. It's all fine. It's nothing outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of unexpected twists. Characters you think are going to live, don't. Characters you think they're going to die, don't. It's kind of all over the place. He really does a nice job of subverting your expectations, and the effects really just stand out. And for me, that gives it an 8 out of 10.
Ooh, 8 out of 10.
Yeah, would strongly recommend.
Yeah, I like how different you are from them. That makes me happy.
It's for the most part, I think I was surprised at how close I was in rating to the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I was just like, yeah, all you interwebs are wrong.
You're wrong.
Wrong.
The internet.
That's right.
How dare you?
Yep.
Well, this is a first for our podcast on episode, what are we, two?
Two.
I've lost count somehow.
It's only going to get worse from here.
Oh, man. I could blame it on the drinking, but that would be a lie. This is our first documentary. I didn't tell you we could do documentaries. I assumed you knew.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it was a feature length is kind of the rule. Maybe we'll do some shorts at some point later on.
There you go.
If you people want that, you internet people who are wrong about The Blob. This movie is called Power of Grayskull, the definitive history of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
I've heard of them.
Yes. They're the masters of it.
Yeah.
Are you at all a fan of He-Man in any way, shape, size, or form?
I would say that young Max was much more a fan of specifically the toys and the cartoon.
Right.
Older Max has some appreciation for some of the comic book stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that, no.
Okay.
I mean, obviously the canon movie exists and I'm aware of
it. I love that movie. So
I think you should just love Dolph Lundgren.
I do love Dolph Lundgren.
I think that's what it is. Because you also love the Punisher, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. That's the best Punisher. Come at me, John Barenthal. I shouldn't have
said Thomas James, yeah. Ray Stevenson.
Ray Stevenson looked the best.
Ray Stevenson did look very, especially like the grittier versions of the Punisher.
But that was the worst piece of crap Punisher movie I've ever seen.
See, I like that actually quite a bit.
Do you?
Warzone? Yeah, I like Warzone.
Ooh.
Yeah. Here's a hot take. You ready?
Let's
hot
hear
take.
It.
Hot take. I like Punisher Warzone better than I like the first season of The Punisher with Jon Bernthal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. Man. That's my hot take.
That is a hot take. I went to the theater to see Warzone, and the minute that the people are doing the running across the roofs and get blown up by I went from just like, is this good or is this bad? Like, I was actually trying to figure it out in that moment.
Sure.
And that happens, and I actually was crying. I was laughing so hard. And I was just like, do we have to finish this?
Yep.
Can we?
I mean, luckily it only lasts for about 20 more minutes after that.
Now, I'll say the casting of Microchip was spot on.
Well, yes.
That's perfect. The best casting pretty much ever.
Yep.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about your movie.
All right. The Power of Grayskull.
Yes. And then we got on a Dolph Lundgren tangent.
Yeah. Dolph Lundgren is in this documentary.
Nice. At least as he should be.
He is in it, as is Frank Langella and Anthony DeLongis. He was the stunt guy.
I can't believe they got Langella to do it.
Yeah, no.
You don't hear Skeletor.
And I tell you, I really enjoyed their parts a lot because they explain, first of all, it's a documentary of how it came to be. Originally, for those who don't know, they weren't going to do He-Man. Okay. They were going to do Conan.
Okay.
They said, oh, there's a movie coming out. Let's make a toy line for Conan. That could be sweet money. They got Schwarzenegger in it. Okay. Then they saw what they were going to do with Conan, saw how violent it was. They're like, we can't do Conan.
Yeah.
We can't do this. So they made their own Barbarian up, essentially. The Conan people, of course, were pissed.
Yeah.
They were pissed. They're like, you sabotaged us, so we can't have toys with this movie or whatever.
Nice.
But there are some really cool old pictures of what their design was. It's He-Man as Conan, essentially.
Huh.
That's really cool. They talk about the history of the action figures, how they got a comic book, how they got the cartoon, and a lot of it was just BSing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we got a cartoon. Yeah, we got... They had nothing.
I remember watching that cartoon and not knowing at the time why there was always a grid, no matter where they were.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't understand why everywhere's a grid. Then I learned how animation works.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
It's a very good documentary. If you like He-Man or just remotely interested in the history of animation, of toys, you're going to get it all. They do talk to the movie cast, and they kind of explain how they had their backs against the wall. They weren't allowed to use a lot of characters. Hmm. Originally, they were going to put She-Ra in it. They were going to do a lot of cool things. They were going to do all these things. And they're like, we don't have the budget to make Eternia. So they were like, we'll just make up... Like, they wanted to make a lot of new characters to get new toys. That yeah. makes sense. But they were supposed to have originally so many more characters in it. And I won't spoil it for you, but there's a lot of things that went wrong.
Yeah.
So it's a good... documentary. I know people watch documentaries sometimes and they're like, I don't even know what thing about this. Let me learn. It's presented very well. So
excellent.
IMDb gave this a 6.8 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes did not score it at all.
I have one of those later on.
Yeah. No audience score. No the critic score I was expecting, but no audience score really surprised me. I give it an 8 out of 10. I think it covers the history of He-Man super well.
Awesome. Who was your favorite character in He-Man and Masters of the Universe?
My favorite is Triclops.
Okay.
Because I had that toy and I loved it. He was the best.
That's awesome. Way cool. I was a Man-at-Arms fan.
Oh, Man-at-Arms is great. Absolutely.
Like Ram Man, also funny.
Ram Man, yep.
Hey, I'm Ram Man, kids.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, don't play with power cords.
Yeah. So, speaking of Ray Stevenson, the movie I watched at some point early January that I have decided is the fourth movie that I've watched.
I like it.
Was 2017's Cold Skin. Mm-hmm. Which is a foreign film. It's directed by Xavier or Javier Jens. Ray Stevenson is in it. David Oakes and Ara Garrido. Really interesting movie. The description is, in 1914, a young man arrives at a remote island near the Antarctic Circle to take the post of weather observer, only to find himself trapped in a watchtower besieged by deadly creatures which live in hiding on the island.
I got real pumped watching this trailer. I thought it looked really cool.
So this movie is awesome. It's extremely Lovecraftian.
Okay.
There's a lot of elements of him that you can tell it's very... I mean, the time period, obviously, the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on. Ray Stevenson's character is fantastic. It's like this dude who's basically gone batty.
Okay.
And like he has to... So there's so many of these creatures, they come out of the water towards the... he's the lighthouse keeper. And they climb up the lighthouse, and he has to basically fight them every night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a nightly thing. So he sleeps during the day, and he's up all night fighting these creatures so they don't eat him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's wild. And this, the other character who comes to the island starts to, like, they work together, and they start to, like, look for things. They find explosives under the water that a ship was carrying. Mm. And so there's, like, old-school 1900 scuba suit.
I love a period piece when done right.
It's so isolated, and there's the elements are perfect. So it's, like, it could have just been modern for the most part, but just way isolated in an area. But the fact they went period with it really helped kind of give their options, like, you know, made it more extreme. It was really cool. However, the negative of this movie is the ending is awful.
I hate that.
It's awful.
Oh, I hate that.
It goes nearly far enough to completely undo everything good I said about it at the beginning.
Man.
Yeah. So, unfortunate, but still worth your time. I just feel like the ending will leave you definitely cold.
Oh, my skin's cold.
IMDb gave this a straight up 6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critic score was 48%.
Okay.
Audience score, 60%.
Huh.
So the critics definitely, you can tell, I think, hung on the ending a lot more than the audience did. Max's score was a 6 out of 10.
Okay, so you kind of agree with the audience.
Yeah, I wouldn't shut it off if somebody turned it on. And there are even parts of it that I would enjoy going back and watching again. And I would love to watch it with somebody because I want to really hear their take on the ending. Mm. Which, again, left me a little bit unhappy.
If the ending was just slightly better, would this be closer to like a 9 or a 10?
It would be an easy 8 if the ending was even decent.
Okay. So the potential would have been there.
Absolutely.
I wonder if is there an alternate ending, is there bonus content we could look at?
I looked. I didn't see any alternative. I don't watch a ton of deleted scenes, but I didn't see even many at all on here because it seems like, I mean, I've never heard of Xavier or Javier Jens, so maybe he had the budget, but usually with those low-budget movies, they just don't have a ton of time to shoot a lot more than
Right. I'm sure there's a, now, being on an island like that, I assume it's a real island to some degree. How hard is it to get your shots in, Max? You're dealing with weather, you're dealing with water spraying up, things like that. I wonder if he was just like, I can't do it.
They did a nice job, everything. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's, like, beautifully weathered. It's, the creatures look cool and interesting. Still very humanoid. Like, it was a well-designed creature concept.
Hmm.
It's neat. It's a lot of fun to watch. Just the ending. Let me know if you saw it. Let me know what you think about the ending, but I did not like it.
All right. Well, that's a good candidate for us to watch together later.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. We're done. That's it. I'm not doing no more. That's okay. It.
Still a better ending than Cold Skin.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Womp, womp, womp.